You say Barney Duke's coming in too, Professor?
Yes. He sent word he wanted to see us both. He'll be along presently.
Well, what incarnation suppose he wants?
As I understand it, he merely wants to work out the details of presenting the Hermit and the Wild Woman.
Present them? Well, what's he going to present them with?
He isn't going to present them with anything.
Oh, I see. He's just going to fool them. A practical joke, which you might say.
No. He's going to present the play to the public.
Oh, look here now. He'd better be a bit careful about what he's presenting to the public. Ed Peters and me's got an interest in that show, you remember.
But he isn't going to give it away. The public is going to pay.
Oh, that's different. I might have known the public wasn't going to get something for nothing.
Of course they're not.
No, I tell you right now, when you ever hear of anything being given to the public, you can figure the public's going to pay somehow.
Naturally.
Yes, and pretty apt to be through the nose, the fellow says.
Oh, this is nothing at all like that.
Mm-hmm.
No, I merely meant that he wanted to discuss the opening performance of the play.
Oh, well, shucks, that's different.
By the way, I understand you've been doing a lively business in beehives recently.
Yes. And I sent a half dozen more to Squidsville this morning. And Hector's got a whole yard full of bees over the jail.
But see here, how do you know the bees belong to Hector?
Oh, well, I guess there's no doubt about that. We bought up all the bees in the whole Dabburn County.
Yes, I heard about that. Yeah. Bought them to save their owners from serious loss, as I get the story.
Well, anyway, the truth of the matter is something like that.
Corn setter folk are very much impressed.
Yes, I guess they think we're a couple of dad-burned ignoramuses.
Ooh, on the contrary, they think it was a magnanimous gesture.
Magnanimous gesture? Say, that sounds pretty flashy, don't it?
It is a dignified and well-deserved compliment.
I'll bet my partner, Ed Peters, wouldn't have no idea what it means.
Oh, I think he would.
Oh, shucks. Now, I'll bet if I went up to Ed and says, Ed Peters, what does them two jawbreakers mean? He'd just have to admit he didn't know.
Oh, come now.
Well,
Mr. Peters may not have had much schooling, but through reading and constant observation, he has made of himself a wise and educated man. A citizen for Corn Center to be proud of.
And why in tarnation did he get himself slapped in a calaboose?
That only serves as an illustration of his fine character.
Yeah. If Ed was a dad-burn smart, what did he say them words meant?
Gesture, used in its broader sense, means an act or deed which expresses what may be, perhaps, a less obvious trait of character.
Well, I'd be dad-burn.
Magnanimous means undebased, unselfish, soul-inspiring. Therefore, purchasing those bees after they had already been turned loose expressed an undebased, unselfish, soul-inspiring trait of character.
You tell me that Ed Peters bought some undebased bees?
No. Over the river to you too, Pop.
Dag Nabbit, don't you call me Pop. How many times I have to tell you?
And I detest the shortening of my title.
Oh, heck. Let's don't start no arguments so soon. Let's get chummy. We got work to do, see?
Well, then don't call me Pop. That's all I got to say. I don't like it.
No, Pop. Oh, my word. The term is positively an insult to my profession.
Oh, that's all right. It's no harm, man. Now, let's get down to business.
All right, just so it ain't funny business.
Yes, yes. Now, let's start quickly.
Well, say, it appears to me that Peters ought to be here. We're planning to give something away.
Yes, look,
he owns half this here show,
No, I explained we're not giving anything away.
Yes, right. We can't sit around here scratching our heads since that old goat gets out of the hoose going.
Hey, say, now, look here, Dad Burnett. I ain't going to stand by and hear you make sleight-of-hand remarks about my partner, Ed Peters.
I think myself that the term old goat is hardly an appropriate title for Mr. Peters.
Oh, well, if you're going to be thin-skinned or white, say, where's the Zelda baby?
I never heard that there was such a baby.
Oh, but shucks, Professor, you know yourself Mrs. L was married for quite a spell.
Oh, no, I ain't talking about that kind of a baby, see? I mean the doll itself.
Oh, a doll baby.
No.
I wish you would be more explicit in your terminology, Mr. Duke. It's very confusing.
Huh?
Yes, the professor's right. And that's the way Dern's lies get started.
I was talking about the Zell's coin herself, see? The Tank Town Society Queen. The gal with Dr. Shakespeare had a right, see? Now, is that clear?
I guess you mean Mrs. Zell, all right.
I should say that it's a very accurate picture.
Yeah.
Well, where is she?
Well, she sent word to me that she was busy this morning, and I'm to tell her what plans we make.
Nah, that's no good. That gal's got her own plans.
Well, she wasn't wrong with that.
Maybe not, but I'm smart, see? That gal wants us to lay out all that dope before, see?
And then what?
Well, then she'll veto him. Substitute her plan.
But why doesn't she come down here and flesh it out if she has some plans?
Because she's smart, that's why. You can't argue with a thing if she ain't here, can you?
No, of course not. But what can we do?
I'll leave it to me, see? I got a way with women.
But what will you tell her?
I won't tell her nothing. Then she can't talk back.
I say, this is going to be interesting.
Interesting. There'll be no way to describe it when Mrs. L finds out you're outsmarted her.
Well, you've got to take a stand and stay with it when you're dealing with women.
Let's get back to the program. The first thing is the overture, of course.
Yeah, that's right. Have you got the numbers?
Mrs. Zell thought the poet and peasant overture.
Ah, who cares what Mrs. Zell thought? This is our show, see? What do you want?
Well, since you put it that way, I should say the finale to the William Tell overture, by all means.
Okay. The poet and the peasant is out, and the William Tell number is in.
Careful, Jim. Hello. Oh, hello, Mrs. Zell. Yeah, she's here. Just a minute. She wants to talk to you, Precious.
Why, I say, tell her if it's the program she wants to inquire about that Mr. Duke will speak to her.
Hey, Miss Jellison, he says if you want to know about the program, you'd better talk to Duke feller. Yes. Yes, he's the one that's saying yes and no around here. Yes, you talk to Duke.
All right, now watch me handle her. Hello, baby. Oh, I didn't mean no harm. Gee whiz, kind of can't be polite without you thinking he's making a pass at you. Yeah, we're doping out the program. Well, we got the William Tell overture down. Say, listen, kid. I mean, Mrs. Zell. Say, listen. That's lousy. Oh, all right. Well, all right. Yeah, I said, all right. Yeah, goodbye.
From the way he talked, I guess everything's all right, Fesher.
What did she want?
She wanted me to change the overture.
I thought as much. What are you going to do?
Oh, I'm going to change it. But this is the last chance we make for that theme.
Well, now, let me see here. What installation do we have to figure out next?
Well, next comes the voice scene.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's a rain scene in the woods. We'll let the curtain up slow, see? And have the stage kind of dark. And then we can start the rain effects even before the curtain starts up, see?
But I say, Mrs. Zell thought it would be very effective to bring the curtain up fast on a full-lighted stage, you know. And then gradually darken the stage as if the storm were brewing.
Oh, no. That's out. That's no good. It's done to death, see? No can do.
I just thought I'd mention it.
Why, I wouldn't think of it. Not if me old grandmother requested it on bended knee.
Oh, say, it appears to me you're pretty cool to your poor old grandma now. Let's take a look at this. Hello? Oh, hello, Mrs. Dale. Yes, I'll call him. It's for you, Duke.
Oh, all right. Hello? Yeah, we're still working on the program. We got just as far as the opening scene. Well, we're going to open with a slow curtain, see? With a dark stage and storm effects.
Yes. He's a fellow who knew how to handle women, Fred.
Well, what's wrong with it? Yeah, I know, but... Hey, listen, I know all that, but... Well, all right. Okay, all right, fine. Goodbye.
Well, Professor, I guess it'd be a fast curtain and a lot of lights in the stage.
Really?